This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea on Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. After shaking hands at the Panmunjom border village, Trump walked across the military demarcation line separating the two Koreas. Then the men walked back into South Korea. On Saturday, Trump had said the meeting would last only 2 minutes. However, VOA's Bill Gallo reports Trump's private talks with Kim lasted about 50 minutes, turning into an impromptu summit.
When the two leaders emerged, they came out announcing, Trump was announcing at least, that working-level talks had resumed and that the two sides had agreed to form teams, Donald Trump said, in order to, quote, work on issues. He said they'll be meeting in the next few weeks to see if they can work something out. And using sort of Trumpian language, he said, we'll see what happens.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said the meeting was an important step toward building trust with North Korea. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday resumption of trade talks between the United States and China is a very big deal. But he acknowledged there's no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. He said that countries had reached agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May, before talks broke down in what has become a seven-week stalemate. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to restart talks on Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 economic summit in Japan. Kudlow said the last 10% could be the toughest, with such unresolved issues as cyber attacks and intellectual property. And the Taliban and the United States are both said to be making serious effort to finish a draft plan to lay the groundwork for a political settlement of the Afghan war. This is VOA News. Parades are taking place across the country today to mark Gay Pride and to close out a month that marked 50 years since the